Friends, I am a lot of things. I'm a wife and a mother, a sister and a daughter. I'm a business owner and a podcaster. I'm a jigsaw puzzle enthusiast and a McDonald's Diet Coke lover. But there's one thing I'm definitely not, and that is petite. So while I've personally dressed hundreds of petite women and given advice to thousands more, I thought it might be fun to get an actual petite style expert on the show to give you her expert petite style advice. Let's get started. Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Everyday Style School, the podcast that gives real life style advice to real life women. If you're new here, welcome. I'm your host, Jennifer Mackey Mary. I'm a wardrobe stylist who's been dressing everyday women for over 20 years, and I'm the founder of Everyday Style, where we're on a mission to inspire women to love the way they look and give you the tools to make getting dressed easy. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. I'm always so happy to have you with me. Today, I am excited to share my conversation with petite style coach Angela Foster with you. And if you're not a petite and you're feeling like, oh, this might be a good time to bounce and go check out a true crime podcast, I want you to stick around. This was just a really fun conversation that went in lots of different directions, and you'll get to hear Angela reinforce a few things you've probably heard me say a time or two before. If you are a petite, though, this episode is an absolute must listen. Angela was so generous with her knowledge, and we covered so much, including the 7 measurements that are different in petite clothing, the universally flattering proportion for petites, and some of Angela's favorite petite brands. I loved talking to and learning from Angela. My only regret is that I didn't hit record sooner and that I stopped recording when I did. Angela and I chatted for about 20 minutes pre-interview and another hour after, about everything from our shared love of helping women feel incredible about themselves to the importance of modeling self-care and self-acceptance for your daughters, to even the times that the line between wardrobe stylist and therapist has gotten a little bit blurry. And that one might be more often than you think. I love when I meet a wardrobe stylist who comes from the same perspective I do, who just wants women to feel beautiful and incredible. And I have to say, I just think Angela Foster is, she's just good people. So I am excited to share this hour of conversation with you, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Before we get to it, though, let's meet today's expert. After 20 years as an executive in the fashion and beauty space, Angela Foster now helps high-achieving petite women feel more confident by creating a closet they love. Her clients show up prepared and confident to brand photo shoots, keynote presentations, and everyday life because they enjoy a wardrobe filled with clothes that fit their height, flatter their body shape, and that they love to wear. Here's my conversation with Angela. I hope you enjoy. Hi, Angela. Welcome to the Everyday Style School.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to have this conversation with you.
I am too. Like I mentioned in the intro, I am not petite. I am the person they ask at the grocery store to get the thing off the high shelf. And as my listeners know, we bring people on who talk about things that I can't. So I am so excited to dive into real valuable advice for our petite women to help them love the way they look and deal with some of the unique challenges that petites face. But before we get into that, how did you get started? How did you start your business? Tell us your story.
Yes. Well, thanks for asking. So I was an executive for various fashion and beauty companies for over 20 years. And I was actually out of town at a sales meeting, and I was having cocktails after the day with a coworker of mine. And she had just had her second baby. And her husband had just asked her for a divorce. And so she was going through a lot of insecure, right? A lot of body changes. Oh, yes. A lot of personal issues and all of that. And she said to me, she goes, you know, I don't even recognize my body anymore. I used to have a style. I don't know what it is anymore. Nothing fits, nothing, you know, all of that. So there was obviously, you know, some mental, you know, like some mind challenges going in there too. And she's like, so, but you always look great. You're always so pulled together. Would you mind helping me? And I was like, 100%. I am here for you. Let's do this. This will be great. But I think that the thing that just struck me so much was she is smart, talented, such like a brilliant woman, so confident. I had always just really admired and respected her. And for her to be filled with so much self-doubt and all of that, it was heartbreaking. I was like, this is not right. So we worked together randomly for, 4 to 6 weeks. You know, Jennifer, this was probably 5, 6 years ago. So I laugh when I look back on what we did together then and how much it's changed. Yes.
Uh-huh. Did you go to a mall?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. It would take a picture. Yes, please. It was just, it was very organic. But after the 4 to 6 weeks, we kept working together a little bit more after that, but her personal circle of friends said, how in the world have you gone through all of this? You look amazing. You seem like you feel so much better and all of that. And so she said, hey, Angela, do you mind if I give them your name and number? And would you be willing to help them too? And I'm like, well, I have a real job. I'm happy to help, but I do have a full-time job. But then it just kind of spiraled after that. And I think it was one of those things. I was like, my job was great. I would probably still be there. But there's just, and you know this, there's something about helping women make that transition from not so confident to feeling great in their skin to, sending you an email or a text or a picture or a mirror selfie and saying, you know what, look at this output together. I feel great. I'm so excited. I'm going to kill it today. There's something so just beautiful about being able to help women make that transition that there was really like, I was like, if I have to decide to do one thing versus another, there's no contest, no contest.
I got to say that feeling, that's my drug. I have no other drugs that I really enjoy. I'm not even a big drinker, but that moment and going back to the mall when a client would look in the mirror, especially when it was something she was like, I wouldn't have chosen this for myself, whatever. And she looked in the mirror and she saw herself for the first time in the mirror, like she sees herself in her head, right? Like we all have this vision of ourselves in our head and it's like the best vision.
Yeah.
And we think, oh, that's never possible. But that moment, that face, I live for that face. That is my drug right there. I love it.
Jennifer, you just gave me goosebumps. Yes. When you and there's just like that sparkle in their eye and that smile that just couldn't get any bigger because they're like, oh my gosh, this, to your point, this is exactly what I had imagined.
Yeah.
It's game changing.
And I feel like from our perspective as the style professionals, knowing that that is possible for every woman makes you want to just do it more and more and more and more and more. Like this is not a one-off unique thing to this one woman who has a very easy to dress body and a ton of money.
Right.
Like this is possible for every woman, every woman.
Yes. And every woman deserves that.
Yes.
Every woman deserves to feel that great when she gets dressed in the morning.
Yep.
Yep. It absolutely keeps you going.
It does. It does. Even on those hard days, even when you've walked the mall for 9 hours, you're like, okay, I can do it. I can do it. Okay. So you specialize in petites.
Yes.
Are you a petite?
I am.
How tall are you?
I am almost 5'2".
Okay. All right. You know they're petite when they put the almost in there.
That is so true. I never noticed it until I started. And all of my clients do the exact same thing.
You're going to eke out every half inch, every, girl, you're going to round up.
That's exactly right, girl. You are not kidding.
Okay. So before we hit record, we were talking about TikTok and my love of watching TikToks. I don't like doing TikToks, but I love watching them. One of the best things I have seen on TikTok in a long time is this guy who goes to the gym and asks other guys who are working out how tall they are. And they're like 6'2". And then he pulls out a measuring tape and he's like, let's check.
And
most of them are not 6'2". Some of them run away. Some of them get mad. It is, if I can find the TikTok again, I will post a link in the show notes for this because it is so good. It is so good.
So
you get your almost 5'2". You eke out every inch. So with that said, I want to talk about what petites actually means because there's a lot of confusion that it's just about being short, that the pants are just shorter.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Thank you so much because so few people ever actually like really drill it down. So across the board, it's technically 5'4" and under.
Okay.
Now, the other misconception that a lot of women have is they think it's a weight thing.
Thank you. Yes.
It has nothing to do with your weight at all. It is strictly a height deal. Now, from a clothing standpoint, and this is what really does surprise a lot of my clients when they first start working with me, is there's actually 7 different measurements that are different between true petite clothes and regular size clothes.
Okay.
So we go through, my clients and I will go through and determine whether they're a true petite, meaning petite on top and bottom, or if they're a fancy hybrid, whether they're, you know, petite on top and regular on the bottom. Because, and you know, and I've heard you mention this before when you've talked about body shape, you know, not every body shape is created equal. Well, just because you're short doesn't mean every short girl is the same. And you know, when you're short, you know that, right? Because you go into into a store and try on a pair of petite pants and they don't fit. Or, you know, the waist is too big, or the inseam is still too long for you, and that type of thing. So, but yeah, there's 7 different measurements. So you have to determine, you know, what are you petite on top or bottom? And then also, of course, the struggle of how that translates into different brands and different designers, because we know every designer is a special little butterfly.
They are all special little butterflies. Well, you know, so I'm 5'8"-ish.
Okay.
But I can wear some petite bottoms because I am all torso. I am all torso.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, it's funny, back when boot cuts were the thing before, right? I know they're becoming the thing again. We're back to that. But I used to have clients who were petite who would want to buy non-petite jeans, boot cut jeans. They're like, I'll just have them hemmed. Oh, and no. I was like, so now you'll have a straight leg or like a weird...
Yes.
Because all the proportions are so different. Oh, so different.
Yes. One of the reasons why clients come to me a lot is because they say, oh, well, you know, I shop and then I have to have everything altered. But to your point, you know, if you take off, and I don't know what your sweet spot is, I'd be curious to hear. I tell clients, though, depending upon the style, no more than 4 inches. If you're cutting off more than 4 inches, you have completely thrown off the shape and it's going to fit you weird. And what's worse, it's going to look strange on.
Yeah. So what are a couple of those 7 measurements?
Yeah, absolutely. So if we're talking about the top, shoulder width,
okay,
elbow allowance, arm opening, obviously sleeve length, and then
when you say, length. I don't want to interrupt, but when you say elbow allowance, what does that mean? Is that like the shoulder to the elbow?
No, it's actually where your elbow bends.
Okay.
There's a little bit more space to allow for movement. Same thing in the pants. There's a knee allowance, like where your knee should be. Every petite who has ever tried on a pair of regular size distressed denim, where the distressing is supposed to be at the knee and it hits them at the shin, they know what knee allowance
is. Well, I'm just thinking, like if you have an elbow patch jacket,
yes,
and if you're petite, it's going to be above the elbow. That's going to be down on your forearm.
Yes. Yes. And they're going to be like, now what do you do that you wear out that part of your sleeve so much?
Are you leaning a lot? Like, what are you doing? What's happening?
Hanging out at the bar.
Yes. Yes. One of the things, so I do virtual one-on-ones with clients. Yep. And so many of the women who come to me are petite. And the first question I ask them is, are you buying petites?
Right.
Because most of them will say like, I don't know, like it just doesn't come together for me. I just feel frumpy. Nothing ever looks right. And I say, are you buying petites? And they go, well, like it's easy.
Yes.
And I'm kind of like, you could have saved yourself a whole lot of time and money by coming to the session because you could just buy petites. Like if you are petite and you are listening to this, step one, buy petites, buy clothes that fit you.
Yes. Well, and Jennifer, this is the thing. So, you know, 44% of women in the world are 5'4 and under. Mm. Yet you look at designers and brands and they're still designing for women who are 5'10. The thing about it is, though, is that, you know, and so we, you know, like short girls, we all complain about that and say, well, gosh, there's just not enough selection. There's not enough stores or all of that type of thing. But on the flip side, we're not doing ourselves any favors by not supporting the brands that do make petites available. Mm.
That's a really interesting point. I read this article years and years ago about plus size clothing, and it was before plus size, you know, plus size women now say we're underserved in the market. Yeah. And I say that's a myth that plus size women are hanging on to. So you don't have to just invest in yourself the way you are because so many brands have come along and filled that gap. There's great plus size stuff out there. What I've seen is the petites diminish. When I was shopping with clients at Nordstrom, I saw petites go from a department to two round racks. That was it. But I read this article from Ann Taylor, and they had done a plus size line years before anybody else had done it. And I don't know if anyone remembers this, but they had a plus size line, an extended size line. And they said people just didn't buy it. We offered it. People didn't buy it. So I think that's a really interesting point that you have to support the brands that are doing the thing.
Yeah. I think that's interesting. I've noticed the exact same thing at Nordstrom. And the problem is too, then, is then they get rid of the fun petite clothes and yes. then they're left with ugly black pants that nobody needs another pair of, right? Like that's what you're on that, yeah. on those two yeah. racks, that's what's left. But then the other thing is, so Banana Republic has completely, they have a great petite line, but they've stopped carrying it in their store. So then you have to online shop. So there's a lot of little things like that.
The mall where I used to shop with my clients outside of Washington, D.C., they had a Banana Republic petite store, a whole store.
Can you imagine?
I can because I was there. And now it does not exist. Now it's yeah. like the size of the clearance section in the regular store. It was very sad, very sad.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're going to talk in a little bit about good stores for petites and maybe some brands that people haven't thought of. But what are some of the unique challenges that petites have when it comes to style? What do they struggle with the most?
So, you know, you and I both talk about body shape a lot. And that, and as far as I'm concerned, that's like the basis. Like, let's get that down pat first, right? Mm-hmm. From a petite standpoint, everything is just a little bit more difficult. You have to put a little bit more thought into it when you're short. It's not because we want to look taller. In fact, the majority of my clients are completely happy being short. You know, they like themselves, they like their shape, they like their form and all of that. It's not that. But from a proportion standpoint, you have to put so much through that filter of, is this making me look shorter? Because if it's making me look shorter, chances are it's also making me look wider. So proportion becomes where it's important for everybody. It's essential for petites to understand what's the right proportion for my height, because we just don't have as much vertical real estate. So if we make a mistake, it can really be detrimental to the overall look of our outfit. So I think that the proportion pieces is something that, you know, some people they'll stop before they get to that piece that is really what ties it all in together. I also think once you know the proportions that work best with your height and your body shape, it's so empowering because it goes from, I have an outfit on and it's not quite working and I don't know why, to I do know why. And what's even more exciting is I know how to fix it.
Yes.
If I tuck the blouse in, if I pop a belt on, if, you know, I look for, you know, higher rise pants from now on, if, you know, you go through those things and it's just like anything else. Once you know how to fix it, then all of a sudden you're like, damn, I'm good.
Yep. And I always think that's the best use of body shape knowledge, right? It's not to do, I can't wear this. I can't wear this. I have to wear this. It's like, oh, I don't like the way this looks, but I know why and I know how to fix it. So yeah. For listeners who don't know what you mean by proportion in mm-hmm. your outfit, break it down super simple.
Absolutely. And it's probably the easiest for me to give you two clothing examples. So say somebody is 5 feet tall and they have a pair of pants on and then they have an oversized top on that hits them, let's say, upper to mid thigh. When I'm looking at that woman, it looks like she just chopped herself in half because half of her height, so 2.5 feet, come from her legs and then 2.5 feet come from her, you know, like the top of her head or the top of her shoulders to the bottom of the blouse. Well, very few petites say, I want my legs to look shorter. Like that's just not, that's not on their mood board for their closet. But what that outfit combination has done because of the proportions, the long top, you know, chopping you off right at your thigh, it's effectively cut you in half and made your legs look shorter unintentionally. What's so much more attractive is, and I have my clients do this, if they stand up and they place their arm against the side of their body and bend at the elbow, where their elbow hits is a great spot, usually, for their visible waistline. That's not saying that's really actually where your waist is. I know mine isn't. It's, you know, it's higher than that. But when you're getting dressed, if the top of your pants, the top of your skirt, whatever, your belt can hit you right there, that's going to be a almost universally flattering proportion for petites because it makes your legs look longer and it makes your torso look smaller. And it's just overall very flattering. And that's just an easy way to like check and see where the visible waistline is.
I love that tip. I know that our petite listeners are like, that was worth listening right there. But don't stop. There's going to be more good stuff. But yes, that's worth it right there. So that's probably one mistake. I hate to use the word mistake, but let's use it anyway. That's probably one mistake that you see petite women using frequently. Yep. What are some other common petite style mistakes?
So probably the biggest one that I see is, you know, as women, our weight fluctuates, things move around, mm-hmm. and all of that. For a lot of us, it goes into what one of my girlfriends calls the box, right? Upper thighs, stomach, hips.
Okay.
That whole box area, okay, of our figure. It's probably just natural to think, you know, if you put on a few pounds and it like gravitate, the weight gravitates towards that area, I'm going to buy a bigger top or a looser top or A-line or a tent blouse, and that will camouflage, you know, where I've added a little bit of weight or thickness. But I always remember what my chemistry professor said, and he said, volume plus volume equals more volume. So what we do is we have an area of our body that has volume naturally. Then we put on a tent blouse or an A-line blouse or whatever. We just added more volume. So then all of a sudden we look really wide in that area. I mean, it's natural. We're like, we don't want everybody to see our stomach or our thighs or whatever. So I'm going to camouflage it. Unfortunately, that does not camouflage it. In fact, it can bring more attention to that area, and we're actually undoing what we think we just accomplished. So that's a big one.
Yes. Yes. I talk about that all the time. Yes. But I also think that's part of shopping with our mind mirror. And I talk about the mind mirror a lot, is you put on a few pounds and all of a sudden you have this vision of yourself again, how you see yourself in your mind, mm-hmm. that has put on like 150 pounds.
Right.
And is a completely different size. Yes. And, you know, all these, everything is different. And when I used to do closet edits with clients, I would make them put on all the clothes they said, oh, those don't fit. Those are too small. And they'd be like, oh, wait, these do fit. Or, oh, they're just like a little snug. They hadn't changed that much. But what they had done is bought a bigger size, a looser thing, whatever. And then mentally and physically kind of grew into it. They stopped looking at themselves as they really are. And there is a mental shift. There's a mental shift.
Yes. You know, and I've heard people talk to like, to teen girls about this a lot. You know, take pictures now because you're younger, prettier, thinner, more gorgeous than you will ever remember being, right? Like, and think about that. It's so true. You look back on a picture from you 5 years ago and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have any wrinkles. And I was complaining back then, like, oh my gosh, I need Botox. You know what I mean? We have such a misconception of what we actually look like. And that's the perfect example of, yes, I put on 2 pounds, so I'm going to go buy a larger size. Well, probably not necessary.
Right, right, right. And I think, you know, your feelings are not data. Let's work with actual data. How your clothes fit is data. So talk to me about pattern and scale, because I feel like petites think they can't wear certain patterns or certain scales. Are there some that are better or they should avoid, or wear what you love?
So, you know how we were talking about how, you know, petite just adds an extra layer of complexity to the whole style situation, and patterns, accessories, handbags, all of that is a perfect example of this, right? So petites can absolutely get overwhelmed with very big, loud prints. I say to my clients, I don't ever want my clients to feel restricted. If they love a huge floral print, let's figure out a way to make it work, right? Mm-hmm. And you can work around it. There are just some things, though, that are easier to make flattering. Right. So it just depends on, you know, if you look at that big, loud, humongous floral print skirt, do you love it so much that you're willing to put the work into it to make it look flattering, to pair it with something clever on top, or to, you know, pair it with a, you know, tall pair of boots or something to, you know, like distract from it. So it just depends on how much you love it. Right. And usually when you put it through that filter, then that really makes the buying decision easy. Like, I love it that much. Or absolutely not.
Yes.
Big prints can just easily overwhelm, especially when it's a dress and it's from, you know, shoulder to hem. if you love big prints, try to keep it smaller and like a shorter skirt, or, you know, maybe a sleeveless blouse or a blouse underneath a jacket, something like that to make it, maybe break it up a little bit. Smaller prints will be easier though for you.
Okay. But if like small little ditzy flowers are not your jam, mm-mm. don't wear them because you're petite.
No. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, first of all, don't ever buy anything you don't love. Like,
thank you. Yes.
I mean, like, that's just completely, we have money that we can spend on other stuff. And like I said, I don't ever want my clients to feel restricted. I think that because, you know, unless you were just blessed, and I haven't met anybody yet that has been, with just a super stylish mom or a sister who would just like knew everything there was to know about style, just nobody teaches it to us. Yep. So we're left to figure it out on our own. Well, that was one thing when you and I were growing up, right? But I think about girls now, and there's so much bad information out there. So you try to solve the problem, and then it just ends up being even more confusing. So for my clients, I mean, I definitely have a framework that I start with. And it's almost the same as like when you first learn how to drive and you're scared and you're like, you have your hands on the steering wheel at 10 and 2 and they don't move ever. And you have like the two car lengths in between you and the car in front of you. Like, you follow all the rules. Uh-huh. And now, you know, like whatever, 20 years later, you like drive with your knees while you're opening up the M&Ms. And you're like, what?
Oh, no, we never do that. We never do that.
I mean, like, that was a traumatic example, but do you know what I mean?
No, I know.
Like, when you're first starting learning style, some parameters help. And then once you get past that point, then you're like, okay, well, I can break the rules and I know how to, you know, still create a flattering outfit.
Yes. It was Picasso who I said, and I'm probably butchering it, learn the rules like a pro so you can break them like an artist.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Love
Speaking
it.
Speaking of driving. Totally non-style related. You know, I have a 15-year-old. She'll be 16 in just a few weeks. So she is driving. I'm still alive. Everything is good. Do you know it's not 10 and 2 anymore?
No, clearly.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm 150 years old. I don't
know. No, me too. I learned to drive like a horse and buggy. I get it. But it's not. And I thought if I had to like relearn that, I think it's like, I don't know, 12. It's because of airbags. Because if you're holding on to your steering wheel at 10 and 2 and your airbag goes off, you're going to punch yourself in the face, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
But did anyone tell you this?
Well,
no one ever told me. So I'm still a 10 and 2 girl.
Right. I'm probably more of a 6 o'clock girl at this point.
12. Yeah. 11:30, somewhere in there.
Right, exactly. But Jennifer, this is exactly what we were talking about. Having kids keeps you young.
Yeah.
Like, I sound completely outdated because I didn't know that we had changed.
Well, I didn't know we had changed until I told my daughter. I'm like 10, and she's like, no, mom, you don't do that. I'm like, oh, cool. Another thing I don't know. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. But you are her style icon, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, so again, before we were recording, I was telling Angela how my kids do not allow me to follow them on social media, which I understand. I get it. But my daughter's phone was open, and I saw an Instagram post that she had done. It was a candid picture of me. It was super unflattering. I would never reshare that. It was terrible. But the caption was, my style icon. Oh, y'all, she's 15. She's 15. It's so 15 that she would think that about her mother and not tell her. Do you know what I mean? Like, I will not say nice things to you. I'll say them about you, but I won't say them to you.
But Jennifer, I just think that is a sign that you are doing something so, so right with her.
I just got easy kids. That's all it is. That is all it is. That one was switched at birth. That's it. But I am not going to look for her real family because she's amazing. Anyway, they both are. Okay. So you touched on something as we were just talking about actual style things, about all the advice that's out there, and some of it's really bad. Yeah. Are there pieces of petite advice? I just did a show about what traditional body shape advice gets wrong, just in general. Is there petite advice that is kind of mainstream everywhere that you disagree with?
So where do I start, girl? That's my list. I think the two pieces, and especially for your listeners, I really want them to just, you know what I mean? That maybe they can put this through the filter. And then the first one is all of these petite influencers. And just like Every girl who's 5'7 is not built the same. Every girl who's 5'2 is not built the same. So just because she looks like a cutie patootie in that whatever she has on that she's trying to sell you doesn't mean that it's going to be great on you. There is no replacement for knowing your measurements, knowing your body shape, and really knowing the styles that you feel comfortable in that both are comfortable and flattering both. So I think sometimes petites gravitate towards the, oh, so she's short and I'm short, so surely it'll look great on me too, right? And then it doesn't. And then you don't blame her, you blame yourself, right? Or your body, yep. Or your height or your shape or whatever the situation is. And then that just puts us into a spiral that's not helpful. Second thing is, and it's not really advice so much as it goes back to the whole petite brands and petite designers and all of that. I think one of the things I find the most irritating is when a store, a designer, whatever, will like create this super boxy blazer that is oversized and long, and then they pop a petite label on it. Now, yes, petites can make oversized boxy blazers look good, but it goes back to the big oversized print thing. It's tough and you have to work at it. So when there's petite only brands and they create styles that are going to be so difficult for petites to make look good on them, I find it irritating. I'm like, come on, guys, you're not doing us any favors at all. And then especially because you're not even pairing it with something proportionate that would be pretty, right? Like if you're going to do that, fine. But then tell us what to, you know, like tell people what to wear with it, because it's not the oversized blazer and then the big palazzo pants, because you just made me look like an Oompa Loompa.
Okay. Very few people can do that one well. I mean, that is really tough for anyone to do well. And further, I think it's really tough for anyone to feel good in. Right. You know, you can wear it. If you put it on, you like it, that's awesome. But right. I think it's really hard for people to feel good in. And then you look at all the advice out there, you look at all the influencers, and you're like, well, they're obviously wearing it. They must feel good in it.
Right.
Maybe they don't. Maybe they just took a picture of it because they want you to buy it.
Right.
That's a lot of what that is.
Exactly. They have some collaboration with the brand. And that's, do you know what I mean? And I just think, all of that kind of stuff, I think it just keeps the disinformation going and going and going and all of that. And it's frustrating. And then of course, you know, like if somebody doesn't come to us so that we can tweak it, then, you know, they're just kind of in a downward spiral and they don't know what to do.
And then they just stay stuck and think it's them back into their own heads. I totally get it. So one of the things I see about petites all the time, petites can't wear crop pants or ankle pants. What do you think about that?
So again, is that going to be the easiest length to pull off? Probably not, right? Like, you know, skinny jeans or more tailored, thinner leg shape, definitely going to be a more flattering leg shape, especially if it hits like ankle or toe grazing. It's definitely going to be more flattering and easier to pull off, especially if you're curvy. I love cropped pants. There is no better joy in life than being able to throw on a pair of flip-flops and run to the grocery store and not have to worry about your pants dragging on the ground. That's where the length of the top really comes into play though, right? Like
okay.
Cropped pants and a long short shirt, probably best to be avoided. Because again, you just chopped yourself in half and that's not a flattering proportion. But no, again, it goes back to petites can wear anything they want. Some things are going to be easier. Some things are going to be more of a struggle, but really proportion comes into play with that.
And I would imagine too, like crops and ankles, that's a very different pant. Mm-hmm. Like a crop pant, that can mean, so we're seeing like the new capri length.
Yeah. Yeah. Really.
But then a crop pant would be kind of like bottom of the calf. An ankle could be right to the ankle bone, which would be already very different, I would imagine.
Yeah. So I think it's such a good point what you just said. So because I have a whole module about pants, because I think there's a simple pant formula that every woman, once she has hers, will make life so much easier. And to your point, inseam is critical. And I don't know that I've ever worked with two women that had the ideal inseam for all four pant lengths. I just don't think, do you know what I mean? It's just, you know, even though it's like, I work with such a, you know, like a small height range of women, very rarely. And so getting that inseam right is critical. So, yeah.
And how do we get the inseam right? What could we do?
Exactly. So most women will have a pair of pants in their closet that they love. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is you want to measure on the inside of the seam from the crotch to the hem. Mm-hmm. Then, and so say, for example, to Jennifer's point that those are a cropped pant and the inseam is 24 inches. Then what you can do is you can say, okay, so if I add, you're probably safe to say 3 to 4 inches to that inseam, then you'll likely have your ideal ankle length. Once you have a pair of pants that you love where it hits you, it's perfect for those shoes, it's perfect for wear flats or flip-flops or whatever the situation is, write that number down. I have a, like my clients get a folder of all their important measurements so that when they're online shopping or when they're in your store or whatever, they'll know exactly, they'll remember exactly what to look for. But you can keep a notes app on your phone, whatever, wherever it's easiest. But that also eliminates so much time shopping and wasting time trying on something that you know. If that has a 32-inch inseam, don't try it on. It's never going to work. Like, don't waste your time. Don't get sweaty. Don't take your clothes off.
Yeah, right. The pants. You have to take your shoes off, and that's when it gets hard. Yes. That's when you're just like, I don't care. It's the shoes, man. It's the shoes. But also, I would think if 27 is your perfect length and that pant is 28, I know a lot of women who are either going to accept 28 or are going to keep hunting for 27 when everything else about the pant is perfect.
Right.
And to those women, I would say, visit a tailor. Yes. Just go to the tailor.
Yes. Well, and honestly, Jennifer, if it's denim and you're going to throw it in the washer, it's going to shrink anyways. Like it's an inch. Yep. It's an inch. Yep. No worries.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I just know a lot of women who keep hunting for like the Holy Grail. Mm-hmm. Expecting off the rack clothes mm-hmm. to fit perfectly. And that one garment was designed for like one fit model right. who probably wasn't you.
Yes.
So expecting it to fit you perfectly yeah. is a little unrealistic. Right. Like I always say, like do the best you can off the rack. Mm-hmm. And then if it matters to you, if you want that perfection, finish it the rest of the way.
Yep.
I remember having a client and a skirt was like 2 inches too long. And it was like a straight skirt. And we spent the next 3 hours searching for the right skirt. And I was like, the time you invested in me was a lot more expensive than a trip to the tailor for that skirt. Just saying.
Jennifer, I love that so much. And it's so funny because I have had clients who are rule followers. Like yep. there is not like once I say something like there is no, like that is, we won't accept anything like, to your point. No coloring outside the lines. But it was funny. I was having a conversation with a client. She was asking me about the whole like summer, winter, spring color analysis uh-huh. deal. And it got me to thinking because, you know, it's like super popular again. Yep. And I remember my grandmother took me to get my colors done when I was like 11.
Yep.
And because she swore by it and she had the fan of color swatches in her purse. And she, anytime, it's like she wouldn't try it on. If it wasn't in her fan of, you know, color swatches, she wouldn't do it. So yes, there's people who, and I always, you know, it's like everything else. It's a good guide.
Yes.
But it's not, to your point, it's not the Holy Grail. It's not the Ten Commandments. It's, you know, we have to be a little flexible sometimes.
I also think it's about priorities, right? Mm-hmm. Some women are like, I don't care if I look tired in dusty blue. I like dusty blue. Cool. Wear dusty blue. Absolutely. And there are some women who are like, I don't want to look tired. I will never put on anything that makes me look, mm-hmm. you know, a little less bright and shiny than I am. I will never. Cool. That's fine too. You just have to know where those priorities are. But I also tell clients a lot, you can have like one top priority and everything else might have to give a little. So if you are somebody who's like body shape, I have to wear the right neckline for my body okay. shape. And I also have to wear the best colors for me. Oh, and it also has to be this and this and this and this. All of a sudden you have four things you can wear, you know? And if you are an easy to dress body shape, if you are say, let's say you're a winter rectangle, So you can wear black well, and most things can work for your shape. That's great. But if you're not, you got to be a little bit flexible. You got to be a little bit flexible and look for those key things in your wardrobe that really make a difference. Yep. And also, if you're tough to shop for, when you find it, buy it.
Yes. Yes. In every color.
Yeah. I went to Target the other day, and even my daughters said, "Mom, look at it. It's all your colors." And they didn't mean like on your color card. They just meant like the things that I wear.
Right.
And it was. And I shopped a lot because like the specific springy colors are not always easy to find. And I was like, all right, while they're here, I'm going to stock up. So if you're tough to buy for, if you're a petite and you find a great pair of petite pants, buy them.
Yes.
Buy them.
Yes, absolutely.
They may not happen again.
Right. Right.
It just might not.
Uh-uh. So true.
So I promised that we would talk about some of your favorite petite brands and stores, things that we may not know about, things that we may not be shopping. Where do you go? Where do you take your people? Where do you shop for yourself?
So the majority of my clients are entrepreneurs and executives. So career wear is typically the first part of their closet that we tackle because they work a lot of hours or they're highly visible. And they need those outfits that they feel comfortable in when they're representing their company or their brand. So one of my favorite places for petite career wear is Petite Studio.
Okay.
And she is a short girl too. And they actually size their clothes on three different petites before they make it. So, which I love because as we talked about, not all petites are not created equal. So the chances of you having a good proportion is super high. Their pieces are very classic. So if somebody has a more classic or conservative, traditional office style, it's a fabulous place, yet it's not trying to be a dude. Like it's still feminine enough that, okay. You know what I mean? That you like, yeah. You feel like a girl when you have it on. So that's one of my favorite places. One of the things I think is underlooked are European brands. So many like Italian brands, even British, French brands size everything smaller. So even though there's not like a P on the label, a lot of times they're a good fit for petites because they're shorter, they're smaller, they're more narrow and all of that. So I love Bash and I love Mage. Both have that. It's almost a transition type of thing. You can definitely wear it for, you know, a dressier casual. Like if you were, you know, going out with girlfriends on the weekend for brunch, and it can also, you can also make it work for the office. But both of those styles, they do cut them a lot slimmer. So if, you know, somebody loves an Italian brand, try that. Even like there's a Italian hosiery brand and the name is escaping me right now. But, you know, a lot of times petites will have like with hose and tights and that type of thing have a problem because they're the waist is right or whatever, but then the toes are 3 inches too long. So, so there's a great, and they do some fun patterns and right now, you know, patterns and textures and all of that is so hot. So, so that's a fun one. But definitely keep those two in mind. And then there's, I love American Standard denim. I also love Buckle. One of the reasons why I love Buckle is because of their filters. And I know this sounds ridiculous, but you know, we get very efficient at shopping.
Yep.
And the fact that they have every inseam ever created, and you can drill down into the six potential pairs of jeans that will fit your height is a beautiful thing to me. And I mean, you can drill it down so much that if you know that 8-inch rise on your pants, 25-inch inseam, and you like, you know, this kind of boot cut, you know, what flare, whatever, they will only show you the six pairs that will work for you, which I adore because yes. I mean, even if you shop for a living, like you and I do, we still don't want to waste time. Like, don't show me stuff that's not going to work for my client.
And then you have to read every single clothing label. I mean, when we put together our link database for the capsules, I mean, I personally check every single link in there, which we have 39 pieces, minimum of 12 links per piece. I read every clothing description. It's a lot. It's a lot.
You know what? I'm so glad that you brought that up because I meant to tell you, I have so much admiration for what you do. I don't know that anybody really realizes how difficult what you do is. Like I get off so easy. I work one-on-one with a client. I mean, we've been working together 3-4 months. I already know what's in her closet. I know what she likes. I know what she doesn't like. You're trying to dress oodles of women. And I mean, and you do such an amazing job at it. Like, please know, like the rest of us, we know how much work you put into it. It's mind-boggling. I would be like throwing up my hands going, never mind. Let's work.
Well, thank you. First of all, we've been doing it a long time. This was my 8th spring capsule.
No way.
Congratulations. And I just found the first one on I couldn't even find that. So actually that might've been my 9th, but the first one I ever did, I had to do like on Photoshop or something. It was so ugly, but I found the spring 2017 one on Canva in my Canva account lost somewhere. And it was, the clothes were cute. I'll still say that. Not all of them are current looking, but like the guide was so ugly. It was so ugly. And it's just such a good reminder of like how far you come, yes, right? From the early days. Maybe I'll drop it into our membership so people can see what that looked like. But
oh my God, you should have like a retroactive, like on your anniversary this year, you can do some like look back type of thing. That would be fun.
Oh my goodness. We've come a long way, baby. And now there's a team.
Right.
So I'm not shopping every link, but I'm vetting every link.
Yes.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it now without them. No way. I would just cry.
Well,
but thank you. Thank you for the compliment.
No, it's so, so true.
So I think you were saying, what is it? 54% of women are under 5'4" or 44?
44.
44. Mm-hmm. Okay. We also know that a significant portion of women in the US are over a size 14.
Yep.
And I believe the people who are really underserved in the market are plus petites.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree.
Do you have any good resources for them?
Yes. Universal Standard, I adore. Mm-hmm. I love Reformation. Reformation has what I would consider more career or classic wear. So because I know that for my curvy petite clients, workwear can be quite a struggle bus, right?
Yeah.
And so sometimes they'll default to like more inexpensive, fast fashion type of places, which really doesn't send the message that their position at work needs to send, right? So like the fabrics aren't quite as great and all of that. Also love Page for denim. Let's see, ASOS for casual, weekend, less expensive. ASOS Curve is fabulous. And what I love about it so much is they really embrace body shape. So it's not just a tunic. It's, do you know what I mean? It's a wrap dress that like has some definition right under your bust, which is so flattering. And it has, you know, like maybe a slit up the leg that's so sexy. You know what I mean? It really is celebrating body shape versus, well, it fits. Well, if that's the best thing that we can say about it, is it fit?
Right.
That's like, we can do better than that.
Okay. But no, that's a real challenge, for people. I know we source a lot. Talbots is very good for size inclusivity for a lot of like the basic, you know, kind of affordable things. I think J. Jill does some plus petite things. Land's End used to be a very good source for, do they not anymore?
I know, right? I feel like, and it's been a while since I've looked, but I felt like I looked the last two times I've looked, it's been very vanilla. Do you know what I mean? Like just,
they've always been vanilla, but then they had this moment where they had really cute things. And then that moment was over and
then
Land's End. But we used to put them in the capsule guides quite a bit. And I noticed in the last few years, we haven't. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of went in and I was like, what can we source from Land's End? Right. You know, it used to have a great return policy, some great basics. Yeah. And I was like, they had some cute jeans though. I will say that.
So another brand that your listeners should check out is Boden.
Yep.
Especially because this, you know, this spring preppy is the whole preppy trend is so huge right now. And Boden, I think, just does a really nice job. Their fabrics are great. They have a lot of fun color options, which are perfect for spring. So I have been shopping there more lately.
Do they offer a lot of petite options? I feel like when we shop them, everything I want them to offer in petite is not.
So no, just the styles that Jennifer's not looking for.
I know. Apparently. That's good to know though. I find Bowdoin to be all over the place size-wise. And I find that their size chart is not accurate, would be an overstatement, right? Because I order, if I look at the size chart on something and I order that size, it's always going to be so huge unless like I can't fit it on my shoulders. Like I don't, why do they even put size charts if they're not going to follow them themselves?
Well, and the same exact size chart for every item on your page. Like that's not realistic, right? Like I've noticed, you know, and they're doing less of that. One of the things that I like, and I think that we're going to keep getting it more and more and more, is one of the sites that I shop at a lot talks a lot about model specs. So she is 5'10" and the skirt hits her at the top of the thighs. Well, you know, I'm 5'4", so I can say it's going to be, you know, 6 inches longer, so I don't have to worry about flashing my underwear type of thing. So I almost find the model specs are more helpful than the size charts, which have a tendency to be very generic. There's another site that I love that you will put in what size you are in a specific brand, and then they translate it to their other brands.
I've seen that. Where did I see that? What is it called?
Of course, it just...
If we think of it, we'll put it in the show notes.
Yes. Well, and I was going to say, and I'll look it up afterwards and I'll pop an email over to you. But I love that because then if you know that you're whatever, a size 2 in Amanda Uprichard and you're looking at whatever, it'll translate it for you, which I love. So those are, but to your point, the size charts are hit or miss depending upon where you're at. So
yeah, it's challenging.
It's
especially, and when everything is online, you have no choice but to just hope for the best.
Yeah. And that whole return thing can be really troublesome. So the more research that you can do before you hit add to cart is so good. I mean, if the information that you're working with is good, because yeah, I have so many clients who are like, you know, I have 5 bags in my trunk that I'm supposed to ship back. And I'm like, girl, I hear you. But because I don't want clients to waste money and I definitely don't want them to settle for stuff that doesn't work. So I tell them before you can buy, you know, just don't allow yourself. Like I cannot do any more shopping until I get those 5 returns out of my trunk.
That my listeners know I struggle with this. And basically everything I buy online is final sale. Cause I end up forgetting to return it, forgetting, you know, I'll be like, oh, I'll go to the store and return it. Ugh. The store is at the Mall of America. And there are sometimes that sounds like a fun time. And other, most of the time I'm like, can't.
No.
But I am learning like factor that $7, $8, $10, whatever the return fee is, factor that into the price. Mm-hmm. If you're going to order more things to get free shipping, order another size of the same thing.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Instead of like a clearance tee that you don't need.
Yes. If your listeners could walk away with one nugget right there, that's it. Yes. If you're concerned about it, you know what I mean? Order the 10 and the 12 or whatever. And then that way you'll have a better chance.
A better chance. I think that is just something that I was thinking about this morning for no reason. When you go to the stores, which most people don't anymore, but when you go to the store, you have a better chance of ending up with a good wardrobe. Mm-hmm. Right. And I remember being, I think I was like at Loft with a client and she was between a medium and a large. And we tried on all the mediums and all the larges. And there was one that fit best, you know, because of variants and all that good stuff. There was one that fit perfectly. You don't have that option when you shop online and you probably don't even know that that is an option. Right. So you're just like, good enough. Good enough. It's definitely more work. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard to go to the stores now, but man, when you can.
And I'm sure you've noticed this too, but I mean, the amount of shopping I do in store, I mean, it's almost more going in to look at fabrics, look at, you know, see if find new brands for clients and that type of thing than versus actual shopping anymore. Just because even when you go in there, they're the amount of sizes that they have, you know, they only have an extra, extra small and an extra, extra large, and everything in between has already been sold out. So you're like, do you know, which just adds to the frustration for clients.
You can order it online. I know we can, but I wanted to, like, I know that's a choice, but we came here so we didn't have to.
Oh my gosh. Yes. No, I love that. I'm like, right. But I put makeup on and I drove across town and I parked
and I walked into it. I put on shoes.
I washed my face, for goodness sakes. Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah. It is really, really difficult. It is now to the point, I think, that online shopping is easier. In-store shopping has just become, like you said, they sell out of every size. They just want to send it to you online. But feeling those fabrics, right. I'm a big,
very tactile. And yes, so absolutely. And you just even, you know, to your point, you can read the, you know, the descriptions and the product details and all of that. It just isn't the same as being able to feel it and to sense the quality and be able to, you know, and all of that. So
the drape of a fabric is everything to me. I live for drapey fabrics, sweatshirts with a little bit of drape, t-shirts with a little bit of drape, pants with a little. So being able to see the drape is really, really important to me. But then I do leave frustrated having just ordered everything online. Oh, well. But then I get to ride a roller coaster in the middle of the mall. So, you know, good times.
See, there's always an upside. And where else are you going to get a pretzel with fake cheese?
That's a very good point. Where else? Yes. Indeed. So, as we're wrapping up here, what are some of your best petite style tips? Two or three, like quick top hits.
Okay. So first things first, when it comes to handbags and accessories, always use a full length mirror. Proportion is critical, and it's easy to buy a handbag that you're like, this is amazing. And it's also as big as a house and it completely overwhelms you and you don't realize because you don't see it in a full length mirror. So being able to see yourself from head to toe, yes.
Can we pause for a second? Because my Style Circle members, you know, I love you. I think about you every day. I adore you. Go buy yourselves a full length mirror. Go. They're like $8. You don't even have to invest in a fancy one. You can get one for $8. Yes. But petite or not.
Right.
The whole thing. You got to see the whole thing.
Yes.
Without standing on the edge of your bathtub, because I'm afraid you're going to fall. A lot of our members will post pictures standing on the edge of their bathtubs to get the whole thing. And I just worry they're going to fall.
Yes. Yes. No, that's dangerous.
It is dangerous, especially if you have heels on.
And when the hot fireman comes to rescue you, how the heck are you going to explain this?
You really can't. But that reminds me of a story I haven't told in a long time, and I'm going to take a minute to tell it. The client who had fire pants in her closet, she had like 4 pair of fire pants. And I was like, Linda, because we call them all Linda, what are fire pants? And she's like, if there's a fire, these are what I will change into.
Shut up. That is hysterical.
And I was like, first of all, I don't know what to say to that. And second, I was like, okay, if there's a fire and I am not properly dressed, right? It's probably in the middle of the night. I'm going to get my kids, my dogs. I'm going to let my husband fend for himself, right? He's a grown up. He can handle that. Kids, dogs, laptop. We're good. I'm out. Maybe not even the laptop. I'm not worried about my pants. Third thought was this. You really only need 1 pair of fire pants.
I love Linda. I think she's amazing.
Linda was amazing. We had a good time and we laughed about fire pants for a long time. But if it's successful, you can rewear the fire pants. And if it's not, all the fire pants are going to go up in flames. So 1 pair of fire pants, everyone. One pair. And I couldn't decide, are these like the good jeans that you change into for the hot fireman? Or are these like, you know, clients always used to say, I'll just keep it to go to the grocery store. And I still don't understand, like, why are we changing into worse versions of what we're wearing to go to the, why is the grocery store like this third dimension? I don't get it. Anyway, are they worse than your regular jeans or are they better? I still couldn't figure that out, but we donated all the fire pants. They had to go.
Oh my gosh. Well, I've seen some firemen and I'm thinking they probably make her butt look amazing. That would be my thought. Imagine.
That's like your main concern. Like your home is going up in flames. You're like, but I look good, right?
Have you checked me out from the back? Because, yep.
And the fireman's like, ma'am, move. Move. I'm trying to save your home. Move.
Stop it. Oh my God, you're making me cry.
Fire pants. Fire your hands. Okay, so tip number one for petites, really for everyone, but petites, you may not notice that huge bag, so get a full-length mirror.
Yep, absolutely.
Are a couple other quick hits?
And the same applies for accessories. It's not so much a thing anymore, but a couple seasons ago, like the big oversized necklaces with lots of layers and that type of thing. So again, it's out with accessories, it's always best. Curvier petites can get by with bolder jewelry, but if you are both short and skinny, really, 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 really watch that. And then the third thing that I'll say, and this is what I tell all of my new clients, is when it comes to dressing for your body shape, pick your favorite feature first. Whatever that is, whether it's your boobs, your legs, your waist, your bum, whatever it is, dress with the intention of accentuating the heck out of that first, and then worry about the other stuff.
Yep.
If you love your legs and you get dressed every day and you're like, damn, my legs look so good, you're going to feel amazing when you leave the house. And that is the most important thing, because honestly, feeling confident is the most powerful thing that women can do for themselves.
I love that. I feel like we could leave it right there, but there's a question I ask everybody, every single person. Our women are busy. We've thrown so much at them today, so much good stuff, so much randomness, but what is one thing, if they can only remember one thing, and it can be something you've already mentioned or something new, what would you like them to remember and take away from today?
Proportion. Okay. Proportion, especially for your short listeners. That is such a game changer, because you all of a sudden understand how to tweak an existing outfit that you already have in your closet and make it look even better.
Love it. Focus on proportion.
Yep.
Fantastic. Okay. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And what you do.
I hang out on LinkedIn.
Okay.
That's my, from a social media standpoint. And then also I do have a free gift for your listeners, which is the body shape quiz. They answer a few quick questions and then they get thrown over into a really short video tutorial where I give them some tips on styles and silhouettes that are going to flatter their shape the best and the easiest. If they go to angelafoster.co/Jennifer, they will land right there.
Perfect. So, we'll have all the links in the show notes.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
But it's a quick, easy one that really, like, they'll, to your point, they are busy. They'll walk away with some really powerful insights on what to look for, and more importantly, what to not waste their money on.
Love it. And for our petite listeners who maybe want more help, how do you work with people?
So I work one-on-one. Okay. I have a 5-step framework that everybody goes through first. And we talk about body shape and your perfect pant formula, your perfect accessories, the colors that look best on your skin, how to really refine your style so that you know the styles to stay away from and the styles that really make you feel great. And then we do a closet edit. So that's how we start off, but it's one-on-one, private, and all of that.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I had so much fun today. I hope you
Me
did too.
Oh my gosh.
This was great.
Definitely the most fun hour I've had all week. So thank you, Jennifer.
And it's Thursday. It's Thursday, right? So I'm sorry that this is the most fun. I'm sorry you haven't had more fun before this, but hey.
I know. I actually, now that you say that, I'm sad about that too. I'm just kidding.
We'll get together next Monday so we can start on a high note.
Absolutely. It's a date.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. I learned so much and you were just a joy to have.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, isn't she fantastic? I loved what she had to say about focusing on proportions. Whether you are petite or not, it's a great place to start. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you learned a lot about dressing your petite body best. Be sure to head over to Angela's site and follow her on LinkedIn. Of course, we've got all of those links and more in the show notes. I will see you next time. Until then, remember that your everyday matters, so get dressed for it. And that's a wrap. Thank you for listening today. If you're loving the Everyday Style School podcast, I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Style Circle. It's our monthly all-access membership that gives you everything we create to make style easy so you can save time and money, have easier mornings, and more confidence all day long. You get our seasonal capsule wardrobe guides, all of the masterclasses we offer, and our exclusive members-only podcast, the Everyday Style School Extra Credit.
Plus, you're invited to the Facebook community where you can get even more style support and inspiration. I would love to get to know you and support your style journey. It's just $19 a month, less than the cost of a clearance shirt you're never going to wear. Come join me and make your everyday style easier.